The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
We begin with all of the shambles across the water.
We delivered on energy bills and on cutting national insurance. And we set out a vision for a low tax, high growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit. I recognise, though, given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Liz Truss there resigning, becoming likely, depending on how long the election, the replacement election lasts, the shortest serving Prime Minister in British history. With us is Adam Bolton, political commentator, and Lord Andrew Adonis, Labour peer and former cabinet minister. And Adam, if I might start with you, we'll obviously look at who is likely to take the position. But before that, can you remember a more chaotic and shambolic time than the last week in UK politics?
No, I can't, and for very simple reasons. I mean, the latest opinion poll has got Labour 39 points ahead of the Conservatives. I mean, that is an unprecedented gap, and it's we've never seen a poll like that. We've never seen such a turnover of prime ministers and chancellors and home secretaries having three, four, or even five within a matter of months. Frankly, we've never seen so much use of this ability to change leader without having a general election if you're a party with a majority and to keep the prime ministership. Nor, and this I think is the final and possibly the most important point, have I ever seen a Conservative Party so divided in amongst itself so that they can't do what the Conservatives traditionally do, which is rally round a compromise candidate.
And that division being seen in the most extraordinary ways. I mean, reports of whips trying to or considering resignation rather than whipping members, and members weeping as they are physically pushed into the House.
Well, yes. I mean, I think that was really part of the death spiral of Liz Truss. By the time there was that vote in the Commons this week, it was generally expected that she would have to go because she hadn't proved competent and because her budget with Kwasi Kwarteng had pushed the British economy into a state of crisis. But really, the fact that there was so much division and so much uncertainty between MPs as to whether this was a consequent confidence vote and what the consequences would be was really an illustration of her failure of management. But, you know, absolutely brutal for those people involved. You know, there were MPs taking decisions, not knowing whether they were putting their future careers as Conservative MP on the line, and senior ministers disagreeing over what was going on, actually in the division lobbies. I mean, total chaos.
Lord Andrew Adonis is with us as well. As you look at this, Andrew, from a Labour perspective, you would have to be saying it is highly unlikely whoever comes in as Conservative leader that they will be able to gather this into anything that looks like a coherent offering to the general public before the next general election.
Well, the problem for the country is that there's potentially 2 years between now and the general election. And if you just look at what's happened in the last 2 months, as Adam says, a revolving door of prime ministers, chancellors, home secretaries, foreign secretaries. I mean, we've never seen anything like it. How on earth is this going to carry on for 2 years? We have to hope that, in fact, it just proves unsustainable. And though it's very unusual for parties with large majorities to call early elections, it may just be that the current government collapses. Literally, it proves unable to sustain itself. And whoever becomes the leader faces such discontent on the backbenches. You've already got several MPs saying that they might stand down, resign, fight by-elections, become independents if their candidate doesn't get the prime ministership. But if that is realised, it may just be that the whole pack of cards collapses and we have an early general election, which I think is the right thing for the country.
But surely, though, to that Macbeth quote of being in blood so far stepped, I mean, at this point, there could be 200 MPs looking, 200 Conservative MPs looking at losing their jobs. I would have thought their only option is to band together and keep their fingers crossed.
Well, the question really is whether the wider context becomes unsustainable. You know, we've had a government that's basically collapsed because of the bond markets in the last 2 weeks. Its budget simply couldn't be financed without horrendous increases in mortgage interest rates, which would have just been totally unsustainable. Who knows what round two of this could be if we have another weak, unsustainable government with which has an economic policy that has big question marks over it in the market. No one knows what's coming next. By-elections, which it's having to face because its own MPs have resigned, which is losing by landslide majorities. Now, there comes a level of public opprobrium and just sheer collapse, which I think even a nominal majority isn't going to be able to overcome.
You talk about question marks. The first of those, of course, being who is going to replace Liz Truss. Adam Bolton, the process that the Conservatives are going to have to go through to get the new leader, what does it consist of?
Well, because they've said you have to get 100 nominations from the Conservative MPs in order to be a runner, that means there's going to be a maximum of three runners in this contest. And it is possible that there could be only one person with 100 nominations on Monday, in which case they would win by a walkover. Currently, as things look, it seems certain that Rishi Sunak, who was the runner-up in the contest earlier this year, he will get 100 nominations. Not clear whether anyone else will. Boris Johnson is the person everyone is watching. It is being claimed that he's picked up the support of some 50 MPs, but given the way the parliamentary party felt about him, 100 nominations could be difficult for him. And I think it is possible that if he doesn't think he's going to make it to 100 nominations, he might pull out of the contest. And it's also possible that most likely Penny Mordaunt, although some people are looking towards the Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, they could possibly, one or other of them, could possibly also get that many nominations, in which case one would have a first round potentially involving Sunak, Mordaunt and Johnson. And it's possible, again, at that stage, that if Johnson is still in the race, he wouldn't rally any more support from MPs, a bit like Michael Portillo when he ran for the leadership, you know, the favourite in the first round, but then hit a ceiling because of the attitude of the party. Then it was most likely be Mordaunt versus Sunak. And I think in those circumstances, conventional wisdom would say that Sunak would probably emerge. And again, they probably wouldn't send it to the membership that Mordaunt might pull out in his favour if he clearly had much stronger support from MPs. So that, if you like, would be the orthodox way, the way in which the grey suits in the 1922 committee hope it could go. But Johnson is an absolute disruptor. And if he manages to get through the rounds with the MPs, I think he would then become the favourite to make a Churchill-style return to the premiership, which I think would plunge the country into crisis. And of course, the MPs will have to think very carefully what the markets would make of that as well.
Although the big difference between, of course, Portillo and Johnson is that Johnson has the capacity to point to a very successful track record at the ballot box with the general public, which a lot of the MPs will now be desperately hoping somebody can do.
Well, yeah, certainly you are already hearing Conservatives saying, well, he's the only person who's got a mandate because he won that 2019 election. But, you know, do have to remember that that 2019 election was two or three Conservative leaders ago, and certainly a couple of Labour leaders ago, and that Boris Johnson was up against Jeremy Corbyn, who one could say his sort of style of entryism taking over Labour is quite similar to what we've seen with Liz Truss and Boris Johnson in the Conservative Party. So things have moved on. And as I was saying, the latest opinion polls are very bad. And while the Conservatives might think Boris Johnson could get them a few more votes than, say, Liz Truss did or Rishi Sunak, they also have to remember that Boris Johnson's favourability ratings with the general public are extremely low. Two-thirds of people polled disapprove of him. And also, Conservatives do have to remember that their slide in the opinion polls didn't start with Liz Truss. It started with Boris Johnson and Partygate and all the rest. And that's why the party was so far behind, that they felt at that stage it was worth trying someone else because Boris Johnson had proved so unpopular. So he's not necessarily, if they think it through, the catnip which some of their shills in the media are suggesting as far as the voters are concerned.
Now, it is easy to be totally taken with this political spectacle of it, but underlying that, there is a significant issue in terms of the governance of the UK. And Andrew Adonis, the thing that kicked all of this off was the market reaction to a moonshot of a mini budget, expecting that it would be possible to magic debt to pay for some fairly gutsy spending decisions and tax choices. In the next months, as austerity begins to take hold, as the U-turn economically takes hold, what do you expect in terms of the economic management of the country, and how worried are you?
Well, if it's Rishi Sunak, as Adam says, is probably the favourite still, then it's steady as she goes. The present Chancellor will stay in his job. There won't be a change on the measures that he's announced in the last weekend. Clearly there'll be some tough spending decisions, but I suspect that there may be further tax increases again. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Jeremy Hunt and Rishi Sunak do that. They would have a mandate for it, given that there's no alternative, and they can probably elide the spending choices without it being unsustainable. But if it's Boris, the great disruptor, as Adam says, then I think it's all bets off, because the markets won't believe that he will stick by any orthodox policy and programme. I'm not absolutely sure that Jeremy Hunt would be willing to serve under him as his Chancellor. It's a very big question for the next week, given that part of the reason why Rishi Sunak resigned as Chancellor was that he was being constantly pressed by Boris to make tax cuts which would be unfunded, exactly the policy which led to the market rout when Liz Truss sought to implement it. So I think we could be in a very dire situation quite quickly with Boris Johnson, or if not immediately, a bit down the line when he tries to do populist tax cuts, which proves unsustainable in the way that Liz Truss's were. So there's a wide spectrum of possibilities here. And I think the markets will be very much hoping that it's Rishi Sunak, and that you've got basically two reasonably economic mainstream, competent people in charge of the economy who aren't going to, at a moment's notice, lurch off in populist directions which prove to be completely unfundable and unsustainable.
And lest people think that we are pushing the boat out a bit far by suggesting that Boris Johnson is a realistic possibility, all of the bookies have him in strong contention in the top three and a realistic possibility. And the bookies rarely get those things egregiously wrong when it comes to political potential. Adam, one final thing to you. We got a text saying it is farcical at this point in the UK. The king needs to dissolve Parliament and call an election, as is his right. What are the chances of King Charles deciding to step in?
Zero, unless he were to be asked by Liz Truss, who's still the Prime Minister. But even then, because she's signalled her intention of standing down next week, he probably wouldn't have to take her advice. Prince Charles is going to do what the Prime Minister of the day says to him, and they'll do all they can to stay out of it. Should just say, people will be reading in conservative websites and elsewhere stuff about Boris Johnson. Just seeing Sky News, not a conservative website, but impartial, they're saying, as far as nominations go, things currently stand at Boris Johnson 37, Rishi Sunak 42, and Penny Mordaunt 16. So, you know, it's early days, but Rishi Sunak ahead in the nominations. And given the level of support that's been recorded in those ring rounds, I think it's quite possible that we may only get one or two people actually getting sufficient nominations. Of course, where that will leave the activists in the Conservative Party who want to bring back Boris if he doesn't even make it onto the starting grid, I think they will be extremely unhappy.
Extraordinary times. Adam, thank you very much. That is Adam Bolton. And a big thank you as well to Lord Andrew Adonis. Lord Andrew Adonis, of course, being Labour peer and former cabinet minister, and Adam Bolton,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Political commentator.